Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
As well as the Making Star Wars Podcast Network. This episode of Steel Wars is brought to you by Harry's Shavers. By selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's can offer their blades at a price much lower than the leading brand. Just $2 per blade compared to four or more. And they stand by the quality of their blades so much, they've created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/steelwars. Thank you so much, Harry's. And now, it's on with the show.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And welcome to our Saturday coverage of San Diego Comic-Con through the little blog pods. You get to follow me around all day doing what I do. Make sure you go back and listen to the Wednesday night and the really fun Thursday episode and Friday with the Clone Wars announcement and the full Clone Wars panel, pardon me, is on my YouTube. With multiple camera angles and little inserts and stuff. Whipped it up quick and I think it turned out pretty good. So check that out. Right now it's just a bit after 11 and I'm heading to the Hasbro booth to interview Steve and the guys about their Comic-Con announcements. So let's hit it. All right, Corey.
Yes.
It's 11:40.
Yeah.
You're going to help me film the Hasbro interview.
Yep.
Now, have you got any tips for me going into this?
Be yourself. You know, be your Star Wars self.
Be my Star Wars self. That's a good t-shirt.
Yeah.
Hey.
There you go.
Now, what? I was trying to wave you down before. Mm. I was right in front of your face waving and you're looking through me. What had your eye?
I was looking at this prequel poster. I was really intent on it. I was like, oh, there's Anakin, there's Padme. And I saw out of the corner of my eye, like, somebody going back and forth, and I'm like...
Like 3 feet from in front of your face going back and
forth. Yeah, probably closer, because... Yeah. And, yeah, I didn't realize it until I think you snapped your fingers. I'm like, oh, it's Steel.
All right, well...
That was a good, like, 10 seconds, too.
It was a while, but... all right, so I expect a full review of this interview after this interview, Corey.
All right,
good stuff.
Sounds good, man.
Hey, you guys, just a heads up that the Hasbro interview you're about to hear is up in full on YouTube. So if you want to treat your eyes as well as your ears, go to youtube.com/Steel Wars. There's a link in the show notes and you can see the interview with Steve and Joe along with some imagery of the toys we are talking about. If you go do that, make sure you come back and listen to the rest of this podcast as there is tons more of Saturday afternoon San Diego Comic-Con action coming on this ep. Enjoy!
Steel, where were we seeing? Were you on Kimmel? Is that what it
was?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was very weird.
That was funny.
The weird thing was that there's a bit edited out where Mark Hamill just started talking to me.
Oh, really?
Like, he just starts going, oh, yeah, my, like, he started telling me stories about Nathan, which Nathan's already told my podcast.
Yeah.
Like, they're going, why is Mark Hamill, like, you're on national television, so ignore me. Like, it was really bizarre.
That's
like,
funny.
He just looked at me and goes, is that the old Kenner font? And I'm like,
that's a very good impression.
That's huge. Oh my God.
Hey, you guys, we're in the Hasbro booth with Joe Ninivaggi.
Nice, very well done.
And Steve Evans.
That's huge.
And you've had your panel, which is always exciting.
That is brilliant.
Now, what I always enjoy, every year it seems you guys have your personal, like, passion project that you're just
overwhelmed to show everyone. For this year, what was it for you guys?
No, I think that's an easy one.
What was that, Joe?
It was a vehicle we did about 4 feet long and about a foot wide.
Dude, you're living in the past.
Just let me live in it for a little longer.
We'll
is that okay?
We'll get to the barge. But in the panel, out of all the reveals, what was the thing that you were sort of like?
Chopper!
Chopper.
Rebels stuff. Yeah. It's like, how does a show that's finished just kind of live on and get stronger and stronger and stronger and kind of like get into the echelons of classicdom, if that's even a word. But there's so much passion there, but Chopper's wicked.
Well, now knowing what we know now about Star Wars, it's you should be putting out more Rebel stuff in preparation for when the Rebels is saved.
There you go. Save everyone. Everyone.
Prince Shizor is saved. You don't know what's going to come back, you guys. hold tight. Out of the figures, what, like, the original trilogy sort of figures, what were you most psyched on there?
Veers is like, it's built from Grand Moff Tarkin in terms of essential body, but adding the armor and the helmet and the likeness is really great. Julian Glover has seen it and he was like, oh, this is amazing.
Nice.
And it was like, that's cool. But he's really good and the response to him has been massive.
Well, you know, there's a Twitter account called Veers Watch. And whenever Veers appears in any canon, like in a comic or in a novel, it's a big day
for
Veers Watch.
Oh, I'm going to check that out.
So you got to check out, I think it's just at Veers Watch.
Veers Watch.
They'd be having a great 24
Veers
hours.
Appears on Veers
You'd
Watch.
Be very Wicked. Popular on Veers Watch.
Check it.
One of the characters you're speaking about, Veers saw the figure. One of my friends, D. Tails, that played Tolsite?
I saw that on Instagram. Yeah.
You've just got the figure here. When he just heard there was going to be a figure, which I think was through the Hasbro Pulse or the hologram he sent me, he's in London. He's been in 4 Star Wars films. And he's finally gotten a figure, and he's just like, I've just been crying.
Oh, nice.
That's brilliant. So, maybe he can come buy one. No, I mean, I will give him.
Oh, no. Don't worry.
I think he'd queue up for it. Well, that's a good thing. Like with Solo, because it was a spring movie, we've got like, a nice tailwind to kind of get to those more unusual characters. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
He told Sight was a good one.
In that, is it like you're just bringing out a Val and a Rio Durant, and sadly they are characters that have passed in the Star Wars canon.
Yeah.
Do you guys get any input from Lucasfilm at what characters are like
going to snuff it?
Like these guys might be in another film, and these guys are definitely not going to be in another film.
Yeah, Rogue One was a tough one in terms of dealing with that. So just everybody dies.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it, but it was tough.
I've seen it a couple of times. You got a power outage
sorry,
here?
That was, there we go.
Wow. Disco, it's disco. Yeah, it's just in honor of those people that have passed.
That is very in memoriam.
Yeah,
that's great.
I know.
But do they give you any guidance with that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain things within the story that we don't get to know or don't get to see, and rightly so, because they have to tell their story in the way that they want to. But yeah, they'll let us know who's in and who's out and who to focus on.
And does that affect where you're positioning them? Because, like, in my head, like, if a character's going to die, much like Paige in The Last Jedi, get him out first, because maybe later on people are like...
Well, Paige is a good example.
Yeah.
So she had a really, I mean, to be honest with you, Paige was probably one of the best sculpts we did in that first line with her, with the outfits and the tubing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm, she was out in wave one. So,
now, Clone
Wars
announcement.
No one ever dies, do they?
No. Clone Wars announcement, which, were you, that caught you guys by surprise? Or?
Yeah.
Ish. Okay. Ish. Yeah, we knew something was in the works in terms of they were thinking about stuff, but yeah, we didn't know they were going to necessarily announce it today.
Can its fans expect some 3¾-inch or some 6-inch Black Series Clone Wars action?
I think they probably can.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. As we know, we didn't know too long ago, so give us some time to have a little think about what we need to do, and I'm sure they'll tell us.
Next year is 2019. Have you been watching... any prequels in anticipation?
I have. That was the year I started at Hasbro, so I'm feeling really bloody old. So, prequels. There is some prequel love going around.
Yeah, there is a lot.
And we said on our...
Yeah, we said in our panel that there you definitely expect it. We got some other shows this year. We're starting to try to do more reveals internationally, so stay tuned. You'll be happy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of international, my friend's down in Australia.
Yep.
I want this sail barge.
Yes.
Is there any chance?
Yes. So we were in a hangout, and we said that this was going to happen, and I could confirm that In spring of next year, we're going to make a limited quantity available for markets outside of U.S. and Canada to make sure that you guys can get them.
That is awesome.
Yeah, awesome. And we're also working so that future HasLabs, you can participate in the actual crowdfunding.
Okay,
so,
great.
Yeah, so definitely coming. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. There's a way of doing it.
Now, how tense was that? How was it, a month?
The 45 days.
45 days. Were you confident? Were you confident? Was there any times at the 3 weeks where you're like, come on, guys, we're studying the way crowdfunding normally goes hard at the start and then at the end? Like,
it followed the trajectory pretty faithfully.
Yeah.
But it was an emotional roller coaster because it's like Mark Boudreau has like already designed this and it's like, I am not going to let him not be able to make it. Like, I couldn't see that man cry.
One of the coolest things I saw when you revealed it, which I think was in New York.
New York Toy Fair.
There is a photo of everyone gathering around taking photos, and then you can see Mark in the background, who designed like all the Millennium Falcons from like, you know, the 70s
ever,
onwards, just with this, like, the grin of an 8-year-old on Christmas Day. And I was like, oh, bless.
He's such a wonderful man. He's so humble. Really, and it's like, it's all right, Mark. You can have that proud moment. You can swell a bit. That's fine.
Now, I am concerned even for people in America, when photos come out of this thing fully finished and with figures in it, that there's going to be a lot of regretful non-purchasing.
Mm.
Is there going to be any extras offered?
No.
No?
No, we meant it. If you're in the U.S. and Canada and you did not get on board, shame on you. That's it.
Hard but fair.
It is the truth.
I like it a lot.
It is the truth.
Pretty impressed that you brought out like little play sets. I like anything where put figures in, and it sort of harkens back to the old vintage play sets that I think were done through Sears.
That is Steve's pet project. That is it.
I mean, we did the BB-8 play set, which has great features last year, but it, you know, had a decent price tag, it was like, okay, how do we do this in a way that everyone can play with it? And I know that like because they're $30 and $40, I believe.
Yeah,
and and they're pretty big, and they're using Playboard, which is like a really, really thick stock. So you kind of put it together, and it's pretty robust. Like, if you jump on it, it's going to break, but it's like, and it harkens back to that Bespin playset that I never got.
I think in the history of toys, the trampoline is the only toy that you can jump on without
breaking. That's true. We have to put that in the disclaimers as well. It's just ridiculous how we have to do that.
Sadly, sometimes you can break it.
Yes, you can.
Steve's famous when he shows this to people. He's famous for just beating it with his fist and showing
smash it.
Yeah.
It actually really hurt my hand last time I did that. But yeah, so old school. It's
nice.
Cool. So hopefully the kids will enjoy it, and the older collectors can kind of get a kick out of just laying out. It's 360, so you can turn it around and get the scenes.
Good to have something to set up your figures in, and makes
it
a little
really
bit more dynamic. Can we expect any other sets? Do you know what I mean?
I'm hoping. I mean, this is an exclusive. The Kessel one is through Target, and the Vandal one's through Walmart. So I'm hoping that it's like a test bed.
Yeah.
Like, does well, great. That's a great way of doing it, because it's a good consumable toy.
Because has anyone ever mentioned like doing a playset about the Death Star?
No.
Okay.
I will just mark that down as a steal suggestion, you guys. Now, for the first time ever, you guys had to bring out two separate ranges of movie figures within 6 months.
Mm. Yes.
Did that like change your workflow in a huge way, or like it seems like it's something that used to be spread out three years.
So from my point of view, I mean, the cadence of movies since Force Awakens launched is pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
Creatively, that's a lot of work to do.
Yep.
But we always put the same amount of effort, whether it's coming off a movie and kind of just continuing it, or whether it's ramping up for another one. So there's probably a little bit more emphasis, I would imagine, on ramping up for a new one, but just in terms of the amount of stuff we do and stuff, it kind of changes around. But actually, it keeps it interesting. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, something fresh, something different.
Is there anything that, if that happens again, you might sort of do differently in the rollout? Anything that maybe you learnt along the way of doing those sort of two movies 6 months apart?
I don't think so. I mean, like Steve said it. You know, we support each movie pretty much with equal weight, whether it's an anthology film or if it's a trilogy. And I don't think there's much different. We're always, trying new things and introducing new segments or changing things within, Black Series or Vintage, but no.
And we haven't seen the end of Solo yet, so you've still got a lot of stuff coming out in the fall. So that kind of tail as we ramp up to Christmas, the holiday season, it'll be interesting.
Yep.
Nice. I love the all the Solo figures on the Vintage cards look like amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Good.
What about this one? I've asked you this before. This is my dream item.
I was going to ask it again.
Retro vintage new figures. I want like a vinyl cape Snoke. Do you know what I mean? I want a Kylo with a telescopic lightsaber.
Well, that could be cool.
Yep. Can you make me some bad toys that I'm going to love?
I will make you some rubbish figures. Yeah. I know, there's something about that. There's something about that look that is that will never go away.
That would that would get me very excited. For 2 years, I bugged you guys out about The Force Awakens Luke, right?
Yes, you did.
You fulfilled that. I'm very happy. Have you seen him? You had.
Mm-hmm.
The campaign begins now. Where's my crate projection, Luke? How long do I have to wait? How many Comic Cons do I have to ask the same question?
Well, the situation's pretty similar. Like, we didn't know that was going to happen until we sat in the movie with you.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's just like, oh, look. Look at that. That's pretty amazing.
Has anyone sculpted him with a haircut? No.
We are
very behind schedule on this one.
So we'll get to him.
Nice. A vintage carded crate Luke would...
Pretty cool, huh?
It would make this little boy's heart sing.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, well...
And we also always like to know from guests, what are you most looking forward to in Star Wars? Now, coming up, we've got the Clone Wars coming back, we've got a TV series, we've got Rian Johnson trilogy, Episode 9. What are you guys holding out for?
I'm most excited to see what Favreau's thing is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just like total, skunk works. I have no idea. And he's awesome, so I'm really excited to see what that's going to result in.
I love a bit of ambiguity. Literally not knowing what's coming up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm proud and sad and happy that the Skywalker saga is kind of come wrapping up. That was my childhood. But it's like, okay, beat that. Like, what's next? Like, where are they going to go? Are they going to go in the future? Are they going to go way back? I don't know. We literally don't know. So
nice.
that little kind of like fanboy sort of, God, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
I think that's what I like.
Yeah. I would love for there to be just some new vehicles that you guys can pump out, all new sort of like ships and stuff, new molds that it's great seeing like variations of TIE Fighters and X-Wings, but I'd love to see like some new plastic
new
out
stuff.
There.
Yeah. You guys, like, what's the next iconic Star Wars vehicle?
Well, guys, thanks so much.
You're welcome, as always.
Is, I feel like you're on a high at the moment. You're doing
good.
Well.
Thank you very much.
Also, and it's always good to catch up with you.
Seal of approval.
Likewise.
Cheers.
Thanks. See you, man.
Thanks.
All right, Corey.
Yeah.
They just heard it. It'll be in that.
Yeah.
Like, everyone listening at home just heard the interview, but what are your instant thoughts? Where can I improve? What's going on?
I think you did a really good job. I think the question you asked about the Kenner-style figures was easily the best question at Comic-Con. I'm very happy with it.
Well, I've only asked it to them about 4 times, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah. I want those figures, man.
I kind of do, too. I'd buy them.
Yeah.
What wouldn't
you buy, though?
Everything else.
Did you have fun? Is it a good interview?
Yeah, I had fun.
All right, banging. Thanks, Corey. Right. Good assistance.
Thank you.
I'm Steel, by the way. How you doing?
Steel, nice to meet you, buddy.
Nice to meet you, Matt.
Right there, you Steel one.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Oh, you got a podcast.
Yeah.
I got it.
This is the podcast.
Yeah, listen to your podcast.
Nice.
This is awesome. I love it, man.
All right, you guys, it's about 1:30. We are out the front of Comic-Con with Abel and Alex. Now, we've talked about this other years at Comic-Con. There's these protesters that want people to find God on their way to Comic-Con, and it's quite, I don't know, they're kind of talking down to the Comic-Con attendees, but... Abel and Alex are here dressed as Jedi, and they're doing a protest of the protest. Give us an insight what's going on, Alex.
Right, Steel. So basically, this is Alex here with my buddy Abel, and we're with ForceOutHate.com. And basically our message is the message of the Jedi. Light over dark, love all, except maybe some younglings die along the way, but there's a chosen one.
Hey, you're not going to save the galaxy without killing a few younglings, you know?
Exactly. So we're out here trying to be louder and prouder and draw some attention away from the hateful rhetoric.
Yeah, because the first time I ever saw them, I've been coming to Comic-Con for about 5 years, I was just like... why are you doing this to people's fun? And also, in all the years they've done this, how many people have they won over?
Yeah, if anything, they're alienating folks and pushing them further away.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Now, what do your signs say? What do we got here? The ability to protest Comic-Con attendees is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
That's just a fact.
That is a good one. Well, I feel like you're out here doing the good work, and I like that there's... Like, I find this very oppressive, like this protest thing. I think it's lame. But I like that you guys sort of bring a bit of humor to it and give, I don't know, it's like a release valve to like, oh, these guys rule. They're diffusing this, I don't know, kind of awkward situation.
Well, at the end of the day, whatever you believe, whether you're an atheist, you're a Christian, you're a Muslim, you're a Buddhist, I think they don't even realize there's a lot of Christians coming to Comic-Con. We're all good people. We just want to have fun.
Yeah.
We're just trying to have some fun.
And I don't know, do people that go to Comic-Con dress up as Marvel characters and campaign out the front of churches on Sundays? Is that...
I think we're going to start. Get their address and you'll see me on Sunday.
Well, have a great Comic-Con, and it was so good to meet you guys.
Thanks, Doug.
Cheers.
Big fans.
Ta.
Take care. May the Force be with you.
Thanks.
All right, you guys. It's about 3:00. We are now podcasting from Nathan Hamill's signing. It's very exciting. He did tell me no one was coming, so I came just as a pity watch, and he's got like this giant line. Yeah. So I'm not sure if he did this to everyone.
We are.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm here with Christian Harloff from Collider.
Yeah, I'll do the best I can to make you look good, Nathan. We'll see if I can do it. It was cool. I wanted to support him. I knew how much this meant to him, so we were walking by the floor the other day, and he was looking at it, and then, I walked by, I saw this huge line, and I was like, that's good for Nathan. That's cool.
But how you doing, man?
I'm good. Good. Yourself? You know,
I'm real good.
Yeah.
So, you're a big Clone Wars guy.
I am. Yeah.
How did you handle that announcement?
Well, you know what's funny is that I was at a party on was it Wednesday night? Yeah, Wednesday night, and I ran.
I should point out I went to a party as you last night.
You dressed as me?
No, as you.
Which party? Which
one was it? The CW one.
And, oh yeah,
and,
yeah, okay.
And they
okay,
said
yeah.
this is the funniest thing. We were with Nathan, and they're like, oh no, you got to go line up in that line, and. As me, I didn't mind.
Right.
But as Christian Harloff, I felt disrespected. Right. I'm like, hey man, I'm Christian Harloff.
And they probably sent you to the cook's line.
I did not besmirch your name, but I felt offended for you. Oh, do you know what I mean?
Well, you got in.
I did get in, yes.
Good. Well, good. I'm glad you did. But on Wednesday night, I was there and I was at this party. And so I wasn't going to go to Clone Wars. So I figured... I love the show. I love everything about it. But I've been to enough of the panels.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, cool. They'll show some cool art. And I can read about it and look at your stuff or Star Wars news, whatever it is, and look at it. And then I got a couple people who said to me, are you going? And I'm like, no. And they said, well, you really should. And I was like, really? You should be there. And I heard that from like three people. From people that we know very well.
Mm-hmm.
And that were like, you should be there. So I went, and I skipped out on some of the other stuff I was going to do, and I'm glad I did, because I went there. It was great to see all the art in general that they did show, but Filoni was teeing it up throughout the whole time, you know, and he was kind of saying, oh, there's always these hashtags to save the Clone Wars and do this, and oh, we got canceled, and if we ever came back, and I'm like, he's making an announcement.
Yeah, it was very... I like a good surprise announcement, and that was awesome. And I'm not the biggest Clone Wars fan, but there's plenty of Star Wars I love.
Watched them all the way through?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Okay. But I just wasn't... There's people around me bawling their eyes out.
Right, right.
And I thought that was rad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think in Star Wars now, there's so many different tiers of entertainment that you're not going to love it all, maybe.
Right.
But I think it's rad. Like, I like seeing other people, like it was like... One of my friends said it was one of the top 5 days of his life.
Wow. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, I think, look, the thing is, too, it was a big... I think a lot of people, what I did see was that it was a big win for Star Wars. I think Star Wars needed a positive for once right now. And I think that... And what I mean by that is, like, the audience in general. Because always when there's either an announcement or there's a non-announcement or there's some kind of complaint lately, this was nice to see everybody kind of in unison say, this is cool. Yeah. That was nice to see.
And that's what I saw, was like a lot of people overjoyed and then other people overjoyed for people being overjoyed. Right. Yeah, which was, is rad.
And rare.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays. So it was like, but it was nice. It was nice to see, and it was a great trailer. Because the trailer, when it started, I thought it was going to be from those helmets. I'm like, are they just going to do, a clone, like just a clones series? Like, I thought on Rex and those guys?
I honestly thought it was just a memoriam for dead clones.
Something, right? It's weird. But then Anakin walks in, and I'm bringing this thing back. But then what got me, and it should have been a given, but I didn't, the one that I didn't predict was when he said it was going to be on the Disney streaming service. Mm. And I was like, that's brilliant. So that's brilliant, because it gets people. It'll now get a lot of people to sign up. Sorry, it's also a limited run. It'll get more people just kind of in tune with it, and it gives them kind of momentum. So it was a smart play.
Well, as I was telling you before, I did predict that I'm like, they could wrap it up. That would be such a goodwill thing. But I also predicted every other variation of what could happen. So,
right,
do you know what I mean? I'm going.
Cad Bane could come out and do a spelling bee.
I'm the Star Wars shotgun Nostradamus.
Yeah.
Just shooting everywhere.
As many as you hit one. Yeah, sure, totally.
Yeah. An idiot podcaster's right once a year.
Yeah, well,
is that the saying?
It. Yeah, well, today it is. And you got it. You got it. You hit it.
Thanks for taking some time out. And I would be remiss just to say, like, my heart goes out to you guys.
Thank
about
you.
John.
Thank you.
I only got to meet him once, but I know he was very beloved by so many people.
He was a beautiful soul. He was the best of us when it came to this this space. He was a true fan, and he was a diehard Star Wars fan. A lot of people, he did Heroes. People didn't realize how much he loved Star Wars. He and I would talk about Star Wars all of the time. He was a true friend. He was a mentor. He was someone that I got a lot of knowledge from, and I learned a lot from him. And he's going to be greatly missed. I love him to death.
Yeah. It sucks, man. I'm going to give you a hug.
Dang, I appreciate it.
I love you. Love you guys. Thanks. And I hope, I don't know if this is the good place to mourn him or the worst place.
It's a great place.
Awesome.
I'll tell you why. I mean, it's a great place because I know him so well that he would have been upset at us if we didn't celebrate this stuff. If we were, I teared up when the DC stuff hit today at Hall H, because, that's what he lived for. He loved coming here to footage, but at the same time, I could feel him saying, "Enjoy this, watch this, celebrate this." Like, that's what he would want people. He would want people with a smile on their face, enjoying the best of being a nerd. That's what he lived for.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Christian.
Thanks, Taylor. Appreciate it.
All right, you guys, we're still at the Nathan Hamill signing. It's a few minutes later after Christian's interview, and I've just bumped into old friend, former guest, now guest, Adam Bray. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, Steele.
And you are well known for your source books. Mm-hmm. They call them source books?
Yeah,
what do they call them?
I guess you could. Reference books.
Reference books about everything you need to know about Star Wars and all that good stuff. And you do a lot of Marvel stuff as well.
Righto.
And that's what you're doing here?
Yeah. It's all Marvel Studios stuff. DK recently got the license to all those Marvel movies. So I've kind of got a monopoly right now, as long as I can, on their Marvel Studios reference books.
Nice. So you're, I guess, for a Star Wars fan like myself... Mm-hmm. Are you sort of making the Pablo Hidalgo books for Marvel? Is that the sort of book you're making?
That's basically it.
Nice.
The first book was Marvel Studios 101. It's kind of an overview of all the Marvel movies. The next one I have is the Visual Dictionary, and that's the same thing that Pablo does for all the new Star Wars
Rad.
Movies.
Well, see if you can, the best caption in all those books... See if you can top this one ever. I think it's in the Force Awakens one. Kylo Ren's got his finger, pointing,
mm-hmm.
and the little line says, extended finger to assert authority or something like that.
Oh,
it's like, because I think what they do is the publishers just go, okay, we need do a caption for this, that, and then they have to fill it in.
Right.
And that one, the finger point out, I always, it's delicious. I love it so much.
Yeah, there's a lot of those because we want to fill space and give people something to read. And sometimes it's not always obvious what to point out.
Nice. And how did you, were you there yesterday? Was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago. I don't know what time,
I know, it all blends together.
Yeah. For the Clone Wars panel,
I was, yeah. I wasn't
sure. Oh, you were right up front.
Yeah. I made it to the front row. Yeah. I wasn't even sure if I'd make it, but I got the best seat in the house. And it blew my mind. I never suspected at all in a million years that they'd bring it back. Mm. I mean, all the Save the Clone Wars gang, I always kind of humored that, and I was nice to people because I didn't think they had a chance in the world of bringing the show back. But I thought, that's great that they support the show.
Mm.
But I never thought it'd actually come to fruition. So my mind is blown.
Yeah, well, I was just saying to Christian, I was like, well, I did predict on one of my shows, maybe a couple, that, oh, maybe they could wrap it up on Disney streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also predicted nothing was going to happen right. And that show of resistance. So I predicted probably right. Every possible scenario.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah. So I was right once, that's, Adam.
Yeah,
so
if you make enough predictions, yeah, one of them will be
yep,
right.
Yep, yep, yep.
I think it's the one thing that Star Wars needs more than anything right now, because it's something that everybody loves. I don't know anybody that loves Star Wars but doesn't love the Clone Wars.
I don't know, man. I think for the majority, uh-huh. it's awesome.
Right.
And I think, and I'd hope that people that weren't into it that much can just go, well, that made a lot of people happy, so I'm happy. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because not everything's going to be for you.
Sure.
But I interviewed this guy on the street. He just, like, came up to me. It was on Thursday, so it was hot news, right?
Right.
So this guy comes up, and he goes, I listened to the podcast. And I'm like, oh, cool, man, that's so nice. And I was talking to him. I said, do you want to do a thing for the podcast? And he's like, yep. And I said to him, hey, have you heard the big Star Wars news? Do you like the Clone Wars? And he's like, nah. Didn't like it. Those shark people wasn't it. I said, well, they're bringing it back. And he goes, are they? All right. Fine.
I can't imagine that.
I just like his non-reaction.
Yeah.
And I wish I had video of my face. I'm like, have you heard the big news? And then when he like totally no-sold it, I'm just like, oh, well, some of my friends are really excited.
Oh, wow. Well, did you see Mark Hamill's tweet? I think it was today about Dave Filoni.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I mean, that the fact that Mark Hamill would recognize Dave Filoni and say, yeah, you know, he should be directing a live action.
Yeah, I don't know. Are the skills similar?
I'm not in the filmmaking end, so others could say better than I, but I think there's a lot of crossover in the skill. It's a lot of people management, and with animation, you're doing the camera angles and the lighting and putting the scenes together the same way you are in live action. So I think there's a lot of crossover on that.
It's interesting. Yeah, I want to speak to someone about that, because for some reason it pops into my head, it's always like... totally different in universe
right.
When people complain that Rey, how did she know how to use the lightsaber? And it's like, well, the staff skills cross over. So I'm wondering if the animation skills cross over. Obviously, he's an amazing storyteller.
Yeah, I think they do, because I've dabbled in a lot of different arts, not filmmaking, but I find as an artist, the same principles often apply, whether it's music or it's drawing or writing or 3D animation, that, you know, a lot of that, the light and the dark and, you know, the contrast and the tension and all of that thing in various art forms, a lot of these things, it's the same thing. It's just a different medium.
Yeah. And I guess if you've got a good support crew, like if you've got like a good cinematographer and all that sort of stuff that can fill in like those gaps.
Yeah.
You know. I know the word cinematographer, Adam. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Throw that around, yeah.
What are you going to do? What do you got for the rest of the weekend, mate?
I am done. I just finished my last signing, so it's all free time. I'm thinking about going to Kyle Newman's book signing if I can.
Oh yeah, at Bay.
Get over there, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna. Is that walkable or?
I don't think so. That's my problem.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to go check that out as well. So maybe I'll DM you and we can ride share.
That sounds good.
We can order it down. But also, always good to see you, man.
Yeah, you too.
Nice. And if you haven't, go back and listen to Adam's full-length interview. It's really, it's a good ride.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, you guys, it's about 3:35, and I've just bumped into Steel Wars listener Will. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good, Steel.
And how's your Comic-Con going?
Oh, it's going great.
You were just saying you're stinging. You got an exclusive that you're trying to track down.
Yeah, the Mattel Millennium Falcon in the Porg.
So what's up with that? It's a tiny little Millennium Falcon.
Yes.
Like the size of...
Like a Hot Wheels car.
Even smaller, kind of. And then it's got like a Porg out of the, like where the gun normally is?
Yeah,
or?
Where the turret is.
Okay. And is that a new line?
I think it's just one of the show exclusives.
Interesting. Okay. What other stuff have you picked up?
Let's see. We've picked up, I'm trying to think. I did get a new Star Wars shirt. There's the, you ever seen the Jaws Jawa mashup?
Oh, yeah.
They have the Jawas too.
Nice.
Yeah. With C-3PO water skiing.
Great. I don't know if that's going to work, C-3PO water skiing.
Get
but
rusty.
A bit rusty. And what did you think of the Clone Wars announcement?
Oh, I'm pretty excited. I can't wait to see that.
Nice.
That's going to be on Disney streaming service, I think.
So your subscription, it's a guarantee.
They already got my money.
You've got, take my money, Bobby
yeah.
I. Bobby I, here's all my dollars.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sweet action. And what's on for the rest of the con?
Walk around, see what other Star Wars stuff we can pick up and buy.
Nice. Well, this is what I want to know,
oh, yeah.
Will. You know, at the end of all the podcasts, we ask what people are looking forward to.
Oh, yeah.
And now we've got even more. We've got the Clone Wars.
Yep.
You got Resistance.
We do got
You got
Resistance.
A Favreau TV show.
Yeah.
You got a Rian Johnson trilogy. You got a Game of Thrones series. You got Episode 9.
Yeah.
What are you hanging out for the most?
Besides all of it, I really want to see what they do with Episode 9. I want to see where Rey and Kylo Ren's story's going.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's my... Like, I'm a mark for a saga film, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Well, cheers for coming to say hey.
Oh, thanks for letting
And
me
hopefully
on.
You'll come to the meetup later on.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Cheers. All right, you guys. It's about 4:15. And this is a big guest. This is a big get for me. You normally she's a Patreon exclusive, but welcome back to the blog pod for the first time this year, Jacqueline Howe.
Thanks for having me, Steele.
My little wife. What's going on?
We just had burgers at our favorite place at Comic-Con.
Yeah, there's this, if you ever want to sweet places to get away from the crowds and enjoy a sweet burger, up in the sales pavilion on the water side outside, there's this little marquee set up that it's been our little burger hotspot for a couple of years now.
It's really good. You never have to wait, and there's always really cute little old ladies serving up the burgers. And
And we got there kind of late, so it was 2-for-1 burgers.
We only got 2 between us, but we could have gotten 4, but...
Hey, we could have gotten 6. No one was stopping us.
We were very restrained.
Yeah, but it was good. But so you're only down for one day.
Yes.
You've brought down our yet-to-be-birthed little boy to experience Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's his first Comic-Con.
How's he liking it?
Steel told someone in the Hasbro booth that he was growing them a new customer.
Yeah, I was talking to Steve and Joe after the interview and introduced them to Jackie, and I said, "Oh, look, we're brewing a new customer for you," and they were happy for the job security.
Yeah.
Now you went to a panel. I haven't asked you about it because I wanted to find out about it on the podcast. But
okay,
say what panel did you go to? Very strange Comic-Con panel.
I went and saw the RZA had a panel.
Was the Jizza there? Inspector Deck?
No.
Old Dirty Bastard?
Just the RZA.
Really? Just him?
Wesley Snipes was there.
What?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was for the RZA has a new film coming out called Cutthroat City.
Ah, okay, cool.
Yeah, in 2019. So it was about that. But he spoke for a little while in the beginning about how he got into Kung Fu, and it was really cool.
How many times did he mention Shaolin?
Several. So many.
That's so dope. Yeah. Does the movie look good?
It looks really good.
Is Wesley Snipes in the film?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the guy that plays Tupac in All Eyes on Me,
Okay. Have you seen that?
Yeah. I sobbed.
I don't think I've seen the Tupac one. All right. Interesting. Did he, everything he say sound cool?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Because he sort of got that, he just got a rhythm in his sentences.
I could listen to him all day. And he has that very New York accent as well. Yeah, he was really cool.
Nice. All right. And so, because that is a weird, I didn't know he was doing a film. And so I was just like, how's RZA in Hall H? Like, I know he's part of the Wu-Tang, but it's at Comic-Con.
He was saying, well, he was talking about Kung Fu and how it's not just about martial arts. Kung Fu, when translated, means human achievement or something similar to that. So he was talking about that, but then he was saying the main character of the film is an aspiring graphic artist.
Ah, okay. Nice. Yeah. All right, cool.
It was really cool.
They did a Wu-Tang did a real cool collaboration with Black Panther, and you know, like Wu-Tang Forever.
Uh-huh.
They did all these T-shirts as like Wakanda Forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it had like, so it was Wu-Tang logo, and then it had Wakanda Forever in, you know how it normally says Wu-Tang Forever, and it was like an official like Marvel collab. It was pretty sick.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
I think someone from Black Panther was on the panel too.
Okay, what about? Can you see that Luke Skywalker over there?
Yes, he really looks like him.
He does.
it almost really could be him.
Yeah, a little bit short, but that is it. So we're looking at a Octo Hermit Luke Skywalker, like the rain costume with the stick. But yeah, that is remarkable.
The best costume I've seen today was the first costume I saw. It hasn't been beaten yet.
Oh, yeah.
At Union Station downtown. And it was a woman dressed up as Zoya from Glow.
Zoya the Destroyer.
Yeah, she looked so cool.
Yeah, I saw the photo and I was pretty hyped.
Yeah. But I've seen some cool ones, but no one's beaten her yet.
Well, it's always cool to see a new character.
Yes. Every year we're always, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of girls in the Doctor Who dress, and I have not seen one this year.
They've all moved on.
I know, where are they?
Remember the year when every girl had on the Harley Quinn Daddy's Little Girl t-shirt? Oh my God. Every second.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of Harley Quinns today. And we saw the Darth Trump guy with the Mar-a-Lago, like, golf attire.
Yeah, he was like an orange Donald. No, he was an orange Darth Vader with a toupee.
Yeah.
And a golf club.
Yeah.
Quite the collab.
Yeah.
Quite the collab.
And his t-shirt said, "Make the Death Star Great Again."
Yes. What about, did you see the bright pink Chewbacca? Was I with you when
that was cool.
That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. All right, Juke. Well, what do you got on for the rest of the day before you head home?
Well, Meltdown Comics from, which was my favorite comic book shop in LA on Sunset Boulevard that closed down maybe 2 months ago, has a little panel just about the legacy of the store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, at 5 o'clock. So I want to go to that. And unfortunately, my train is at 8 o'clock. So I don't know that I'll see much else because I don't have a reserved seat and I'm concerned about not getting a seat. So I'm going to get there early. I would have stayed for Kevin Smith, but the crowds are a little much for my large belly and the heat too.
Well, and even when you've got a regular sized belly, the crowds,
I'm not a
they're
big
not
fan
your favorite.
Yeah, so it's a little much.
Okay. Well, thanks. So people were demanding a guest appearance.
Oh, really?
They would have been very sad if you didn't pop up on this blog pod.
Well,
so
thanks, everyone.
Give the people what they want. Content.
I also bought two comics. I bought volume 3 and 4 of Paper Girls from Image Comics, and I highly recommend it. It's kind of like a Stranger Things vibe / post-apocalyptic. It's really cool. They start out as kids, but it looks like on the cover of 3 and 4, they're much older because they have babies in their arms. But I don't know if they travel to the future.
Everyone's getting babies these days. It's trendy thing to
it's
do.
Very trendy.
Very trendy. All right. Well, happy Comic-Con.
Happy Comic-Con.
Hey guys, I'm just about to go into Kyle Newman's Dungeons & Dragons book launch, but I just wanted to give a shout out to our friends at Harry's Shavers. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million people have already switched to Harry's. And they have a free trial offer for Steel Wars listeners. You can get a free $13 value trial shaver set, which includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle with 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. And I'm going to give you the inside word, you guys. If you see one of my videos or a photo of me on Wednesday night, preview night, Comic Con, and then any days after that, all of a sudden, I'm looking great with a clean shave. That is because I brought down one of these free trial sets to use over Comic-Con, and it has worked a treat. But sadly, someone's borrowed it off me, and it's never coming back. So I'm going to reorder at Harry's, but you can get a free trial set by going to harrys.com/steelwars. That's harrys.com/steelwars. The link is in this podcast's show notes. Thanks, Harry's. Hey, you guys, it's almost 6 o'clock and I am booking it across the gas lamp district of San Diego. I'm leaving Kyle Newman's book launch. He wrote this amazingly thick and visually lustrous book about the history of Dungeons and Dragons with Sam Witwer and his brother Mike. And it was a pleasure to meet Mike Witwer at the launch. It was actually at a streetwear store called Bait, which is a really cool sort of sneaker streetwear store that does a lot of sort of pop culture related stuff as well. They carry like new Nikes, but then they'll have like the latest Star Wars hot toys. So a cool place to drop by if you're ever near one. I think there's about 5 of them on the west coast of America. But what I'm going to is the Star Wars podcaster and listener meetup, which is at Jolting Joe's in the Gaslamp District of San Diego. They've got a lovely outside rooftop bar area and a bunch of Star Wars podcasters and their listeners have organized us to meet up and have a drink and meet people off Twitter that we've tweeted to and listeners that we've interacted with or podcasts that we listen to. And it should be really fun just to get everyone somewhere and talk some Star Wars, have some drinks and relish in what a fun Comic-Con it has been. Let's hit it. All right, you guys, it's 7:48 and we're at the Star Wars podcaster and listener meetup, and it's me and Brian Young. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well. The show has been amazing.
Well, we've had the privilege of getting to hang out with a bunch of really fun Star Wars fans, but the talk of the gathering is not Episode 9. It's not Resistance. It's not Clone Wars. It's the battle of the drone above our heads and 2 seagulls that want to kill the drone.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody's talking about Star Wars. All the heads are aimed firmly up at the sky. There's a drone. I mean, there's a journalistic outlet somewhere, or maybe even an enthusiast, I don't know, who's flying this drone, and there's these seagulls that just do not like it, and they've been dive bombing it for the last half hour. They keep changing batteries or something and going down and coming back up, and the seagulls are one of them's gonna die.
I don't know if the seagulls want to fight the drone or love the drone. Like, I'm not sure if they want to mate with it or punch it.
I feel like this is their territory, and they're just trying to scare it away, and it's not going anywhere.
So what you're trying to say is the seagulls are gatekeeping the drone. This is our airspace.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, they don't like Last Jedi. The drone is a Last Jedi supporter. and the seagulls are trying to take it down. But you know what? There's two seagulls here.
A very long bow has been pulled.
Yeah. No, I'm waiting for it. Oh, see, here it comes again.
Oh, my God.
Here it comes again. How long is it going to be until the seagulls come?
I can't believe you just Brian Young'd two seagulls.
I've had a couple.
All right, we're going to go back to the party, and that's enough content.
There they are again.
Oh, all right, we definitely have to go. We definitely have to go.
I need to see how this plays out.
Perfect.
Special thanks to Ash Crozen for this on-the-spot bird versus drone audio.
Why is this so funny?
I really want to check it out. That would be amazing.
Oh my God, they're bringing in so many reinforcements. Steel Kills, I gotta tell more people to watch this.
This is the most interesting panel.
This is my Hall H, guys. This is it.
This is better than Hall H. The Seagull Turf War.
Yeah. Oh!
Wow.
Oh, wow.
All right, you guys, it's now 10:10 p.m.
P.M.
Oh, my God. We are podcasting on the street.
Insane.
We've got Corey. We've got Rusty.
Hi.
We've got Brittany.
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
We've got Boo.
Hello.
And
this is unplanned.
And we're just walking.
Yeah.
It's great to see you guys here. Like, what a coincidence that we're all here together.
Yeah.
High School Musical. Like, we're all in this.
Oh,
Brittany, you're about to get banned from the podcast. So, the party's over, our little get-together.
Yeah.
How do you think it went, Corey?
I think it went very good. We met some really cool listeners, hung out with some really good friends, and yeah, it was just a really good time. I think I appreciate you organizing that, man.
Well, I feel like Star Wars organized it.
Yeah.
You know?
Clone Wars actually organized it.
And we had celebrities?
We did.
Who was the person you were most impressed that was there? Me, wasn't it? I can't believe Steele's at his party.
Yeah, always. I mean, I could have hung out with, like, Vanessa Marshall, but I'm like, no, I'm going to hang out with Steele.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
But we were all hanging out together.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Yeah, we were. It was a good time. Vanessa Marshall was there, though. You brought the celebrities. How do you feel about that? You achieved that. Somebody from the Star Wars canon.
So, but did you meet many people that listened to you?
Oh, yes. There was one person in particular who was a huge fan of the Corey Story segment.
Nice!
Yeah. So, he came up to me and he wanted me to tell a story.
Oh, so he wanted a live story, an exclusive?
Kind of. I think that's what he wanted. But unfortunately, I didn't give it.
Hey, there's Jane Zammel Taylor again.
Oh, no, you can't. You got me one more time.
So for everyone listening, a guy came past in Obi-Wan Kenobi Clone Wars cosplay.
Why don't we talk to him real quick about Clone Wars?
And I said, there's James Arnold Taylor. And Corey was like, wait. And he was like, all right, you can interview him. Now, all right, Corey.
Hey, mind if we interview you real quick?
Can you do a quick podcast interview?
Sure.
Okay. Right,
Clone Wars.
This is Clone Wars. No, I'll do. Have your mic.
Okay.
And I'll hand it over. Okay.
So, Clone Wars is back.
Absolutely. Can't be more excited.
Same here.
I was waiting for this ever since the half season that happened on season 6. Like, we need a closure on this one.
Exactly. Well,
were you in the room?
I was not. I actually found out about it on Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. There's a little plug for you.
Oh, that's cool.
I kid you not.
What do you mean? Like an app game?
Yeah, phone app game.
And how did you find out about it there?
I'm in a guild. Bunch of other people.
Oh, so there's a chat. There's a chat thing.
Exactly.
Okay. Cool.
Bunch of other people saw the broadcast for it and was like, oh my God, there's, you know, the Clone Wars is coming back.
Say, what is your name, sorry?
My name is Brian Watley.
Hey, Brian Watley. How long have you had the Obi-Wan Kenobi costume?
I finished it about 2 days ago.
Oh,
my
wow.
God.
Yeah.
Nice. It's
so do
really
you feel
well
like
done.
You are in sync with Star Wars canon now that you got your costume ready the day before they announced it's coming back?
It feels a little bit unreal. Like, I couldn't have timed it any better. I've been wanting to do this for years, and I actually came last year in no costume because I broke my first attempt at this one.
I actually saw you last year in no costume, and I was like, pathetic.
Right? I mean, what is this guy even doing here?
Wow. That's very well done. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
So is Clone Wars, like, your favorite aspect of Star Wars?
It's definitely up there. Right. I mean, it's... What can you not like about it?
Exactly.
You know, it's got all the action, all the fighting of actual, like, yeah. Jedis being badasses.
Right.
You might have to edit that one out.
No. You're fine.
You're fine.
There we go. Yeah, no, like, I love that show. That one in Rebels, like, two of the best things that have happened to the Star Wars universe in a long, long time.
Awesome.
Now, Corey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you found your soulmate?
So, in terms of Clone Wars, that was, like, what I grew up with for Star Wars. So I was, like, devastated when they canceled it.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So when it's the other night or the other day when it was announced, oh, man, it was like that was filled back in.
Oh, yeah. It's been kind of funny. It's like everyone coming around in the car yeah. and is like, Obi-Wan, are you happy you're alive again? It's like, absolutely, I am.
From a certain point of view.
From a certain point of view, yeah.
Same character! You're ruining it!
Right, well, it was nice meeting
Hello
you.
There.
It is amazing you got the costume ready. I think that's telling.
Yeah.
I couldn't have timed it better.
Nice.
Awesome.
Well, enjoy the rest of the con.
Thank you. You yeah. too, guys.
Corey, sign off.
Bye.
This is Corey Van Dyke reporting.
Yes, this is Corey Van Dyke reporting. Clone Wars is back.
Corey, that was a good on-the-spot interview, buddy.
Oh, thanks, man. I think his outfit was sick.
I think you nailed it.
Thanks. I appreciate that. So where's the Entertainment Weekly invite?
The Entertainment Weekly? Oh, you want to go to the party?
No, I mean, like, I'll interview people on Entertainment
Weekly. Ah, so you're like Corey Van Bresniken.
Yeah. You should teach me, honestly.
You could be called The Corey.
I think it would work.
Because you know we call... Bresnik and the Brez.
Right.
The Corey.
What do you think? Think it could happen?
I think you can cash on, man. If you're listening now, please tweet. What's your Twitter address, Corey?
It's @Corey_Wolfpack.
And just let him know that he's the Corey.
Awesome.
The Corey.
Let Entertainment Weekly know.
Have you ever had a nickname, Corey?
Oh, dude, yeah. So many.
What was your favorite?
Clone Wars Boy.
I like that fits in perfectly with Broom Boy.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be the end of our iTunes style podcast, and then we'll get home and we'll record a Patreon After Dark episode.
Okay.
What should people do if they enjoyed the podcast, Corey?
You can catch us on First Order Transmissions, makingstarwars.net. Steel Wars.
Yeah, plug my stuff.
Steel Wars, #1.
Thank you.
And, appreciate you having me on for this adventure. I'm sure tomorrow we'll have many more.
We are just chock full of adventures, buddy.
Yeah.
And, if you're enjoying the Comic-Con coverage and you're an iTunes user, how about jumping on there and giving us a sweet 5-star review or a retweet, all that good stuff. And a massive shout-out, Corey, we're
yes.
going to give out a massive shout-out.
All right, cool.
To Eric Struthers of the Bad Motivators podcast, who's editing all this drivel together
nice.
So it's coherent.
Thanks,
for the listener at home. So make sure you check out the Bad Motivators podcast.
Awesome.
And that's about it for Saturday night, unless you're a Patreon, and you can be by just chucking in $1. And you get to hear our late night. Do you know we've already just this week, Corey?
Yeah.
I think we're 3 hours deep in bonus content
no
just
way.
From Comic-Con.
Just you and me?
Just Comic-Con. No, with other people as well.
Okay.
Jason was there. Randy was there.
Yeah.
Dom was there.
Yeah.
Hey! We're just recording the end of today's podcast.
I just need a giant bite of food.
That's great audio.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Steven.
How did you enjoy the little podcast get-together?
It was amazing. I had such a good time. I met so many great fans of Star Wars, and it was a wonderful event. Thank you for organizing.
See how content works?
It works great.
You just bump into people. Now we've got content.
Yeah. Awesome. You're speaking through a mouthful of chicken burger, which is incredible.
Only here.
I'm going to have some of Steven's chips. Sorry, we just bumped into Steven. He's having a nice restaurant dinner, and I don't want to dip it in that. I don't know what that pink thing is. I'm not going to dip. I'm going to steal one of Steven's chips, but I'm definitely not going to dip it into whatever he thinks I should. Good chip. Good chip. Well, enjoy the rest of the night, guys.
All right. Cheers. Take care, guys.
Okay. What a great sign-off. That's what Star Wars fandom's all about.
Absolutely.
So enjoy content. May that force be with you. Good times in Star Wars.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
If you're after more Star Wars listening, please check out the Making Star Wars Podcast Network at makingstarwars.net, where you can find such great podcasts as Blue Harvest, First Order Transmissions, Idiots Array, Making Star Wars Now This Is Podcasting, Podcast 2187, Rebel Girl, Rogue One, Tarkin's Top Shelf, The Cargo Hold, and The Sith List. So that's planetbroadcasting.com and makingstarwars.net.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.